Can we get beyond politics? No. And the reason we can't get beyond politics should be fairly obvious. First of all, when you look at the word politics, it's freighted with meaning. It isn't one simple thing. The word politics comes from poly, the Greek word for city, and Aristotle coined the term politica to mean the governance of the city. So politics is how we govern a city or state, a nation, a church, a temple, a museum, a symphony. It's how people get together to try to make their visions into policies or into laws, to try to extend and make their values alive in a larger community. That's something perfectly good and respectable. That's the real etymology of politics. There's also a false etymology. Some wag said that politics comes from the Greek poly, meaning many, and tix, meaning twitching. And the way that our politics work, you can understand why this is such an attractive etymology. Because all of the spinning is enough to give you tics. All of the negativity, all of the games are things that bother us and should bother us. Politics has an honorable history, and we need it. We need to find ways of talking to each other, influencing each other, finding focus for our values and the things that we care about to build a better world and to heal a beautiful but often broken world. But where the pejorative sense of politics comes into play is when we use the word playing politics, because that bespeaks something that is cynical, manipulative, often selfish, and not directed towards the good of the nation, the state, the congregation, the symphony, the museum, or the family. There are family politics. Some of you may have noticed this, that there are occasionally alliances of children manipulating parents. Parents trying, less successfully, to manipulate children. People taking sides at Thanksgiving dinner and getting into all of those issues of politics. I was involved in politics just this last week when we were talking about our Passover Seder and understanding that if you invited this one, the next 16 had to come in because there was no way to just take three of the cousins. You either got 16 cousins or you didn't get any cousins because people's feelings would be hurt. Now, that's not a bad thing. That's not bad politics. That's trying to understand the ramifications of our actions. It's trying to take our values and try and make them mesh with real people. But playing politics has the sense, observationally, of cynicism, of I'm in this to win, not to influence, and it's more important for me to embarrass you than it is for my policies actually to come into play. It's the politics of what God called a number of years ago of personal destruction, and we see it all over the place. With an election coming up on the 5th, which I think is going to be Tuesday unless the world actually does end from the sequester, which I'll get to. I have been inundated, as I'm sure many of you have, with robocalls and with mailers, with glossy dead trees being dumped into my mailbox every day with a happy, smiling picture of the candidate and a really ugly picture of whomever that candidate is running against, filled with distortions and lies. And this is from mostly decent people. mostly decent people who have decided that in order to win, they have to act indecently and smear and slime and slander the other person, because that's the cost of doing business. That's how the game is played. Take no prisoners. Well, does it have to be like this? I don't know. I can tell you that I have a personal, if arbitrary, and not very effective, but a personal and arbitrary position, which is the first person who goes negative is the one I won't vote for. Because people are saying appalling, untrue, and distorted things about their opposition, and the idea seems to be, you know, once I'm elected, I'm going to do really good things, and I'm really going to hew to my deep and core values. But in order to get elected, I have to do all kinds of terrible things. And then when they get elected, they understand that they then have to get reelected. And so when do we start to actually live those examined values in how we deal with other people in a political system out there or in here or in the community or the museum or the symphony? We don't have to be bad. And yet when we look at our political system, as we bump and jerk and trip and fall over artificial crisis after artificial crisis, it's hard not to be cynical. It's hard not to see politicians playing political games, introducing bills that they know will fail in order to trick the opposition into voting for or against something that can be used as a gotcha vote. It is hard to figure out all of these artificial crises that I have bumped my head on the debt ceiling. I have broken my knee falling off the fiscal cliff. I feel completely isolated from the world now that I'm in sequester. And all of this stuff is put in as a kind of game. Take sequester. Please, thank you. This is my version of call and response, okay? I'm trying to make Gary feel at home. Take sequester. Thank you. People in this country say we want bipartisanship. The sequester is a nightmare come true. The sequester is the poisoned fruit of bipartisanship. You had Republicans and Democrats getting together in a spirit of bipartisanship to create a monster so bad that they wouldn't allow it to be born. And they worked assiduously trying to create the very worst policy they could, so horrifying that they couldn't allow it to roam the land. And they succeeded magnificently. That's bipartisanship. And then they couldn't take step two, and that is to draw back from that brink and to actually do something sensible, because they're too busy trying to make each other look bad. And the nation? Well, the nation is secondary to personal political ambition, to party platform, to ideology, and to all of those kind of narrow and sectarian things that we get lost in when we lose the vision of what it is that we elect politicians to do, which is not to fight, which is not to manipulate, but to talk, to argue. Arguing passionately is fine, except if you're arguing with Bob Woodward, but that's a whole nother story, apparently. Bargaining, exchanging, compromising, these are all the good side of politics. The bad side is the manipulation and creating. T.S. Eliot had a line in a poem that said, "People are busy working at systems so perfect that men will no longer have to be good." Our guys and gals were working on a system so bad that they thought it would force us to be good. and it didn't work. It was a Frankenstein's monster. It was a doomsday machine. And whether it brings doom, it's out there loose in the land. And will we fix it in a calm and rational and thoughtful way? Another easy answer. No, not a chance. Because we're so entrenched in winning. We're so entrenched in the partisan game of politics instead of politics as the art of compromise. And speaking of sequester, there's another sequester going on. It's going to start in a couple of days, and that's in Rome. You may have heard that we don't have a pope, non habemus papus, he retired, and now there is a conclave. The word conclave means basically a locked-in gathering. The root of clave is key. So you go into the conference, they close the doors, they lock it, they take away the key until the Holy Spirit descends and picks the new leader. That'll work out. The devil wears Prada. Well, never mind. That's a little insight on the Red Shoes, Kansas, and Dorothy. But oh, good, that was a laugh, not a hiss. So this is a political process. Politics and holy religion. Well, holy religion, Batman. Yes, of course. You may have heard that there was this leaked report about a super secret survey of sexual activities in Rome. Now, nobody here thought there was any sexual activity going on in Rome, but this thing was leaked. Now, I'm not going to talk to the truth of it. I'm going to talk to the political purpose of it. This is cynical politics at its worst. There's a political struggle between the Italians, who are saying, you know, we've had two popes now. One from Poland and one from Germany. It's our thing. It's time for us again. And you have the people not in Italy saying, no, not so fast. And that's the purpose of the scandal, is to embarrass the Roman Curia, to give a better shot to an outsider from Africa or Canada or Brazil. It's not about what it seems to be about, because they are political games. Political games in religion, political games in secular politics. I'm only grateful that there is no politics or gamesmanship in either business or academia, because that would just be that would be just too much. That was a laugh line? Huh. Well, whoops, I guess. I guess whenever two or more of us are gathered in anyone's name, there's going to be some kind of politics. That's inevitable. The question, the deeply personal and important question, is whether you let peace begin with me, with you, with each of us, because we have choices how we play the political game. Being in contention is fine. Sharing opinions is fine. Trying to get people on your side is fine. But we can make choices to respect the integrity and the values of other people against whom we need to contend. The take no prisoners, let them pay any price, is not okay. There can be kindness in politics. There will always be friction. You don't get families without friction. You don't get organizations without friction. You don't get societies without friction. The question is not, will we ever get mad at each other? The question is not, will we ever be on different sides? The question is not, will we form shifting alliances in order to try to get our values, our plans, our dreams into effect? Of course. But we have the choice every day whether or not our actions are going to be informed by kindness or respect or by gamesmanship and winning. And I put to you that this choice is an important choice because we need in every level of society, from church to synagogue to mosque to family to philharmonia to museum to city to state to nation to world, to be able to talk truth, sometimes to power, sometimes to the powerless, but to talk truth with kindness and dignity and respect. We can't get past politics, but we can get past the playing the game of politics and talking to each other about how to be and to be better in a world that our efforts join together and strive to make better, even if we see differently and from different points of view. It is about integrity and about kindness. And it really is up to us and starts with us.